ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Everybody, and welcome to 92.1 KMZA, your country classic stations. What's more classic and country than you got the Hanover Wildcats? On the overall 2-0 in the league play, and we're set to not only league play tonight, but 8-man Division II District 3 between these two opponents. Again, the Frankfurt Wildcats taking on the Hanover Wildcats here in week number 4, our first 8-man game here on KMZA. Thank you for joining this locomotive. I'm your conductor, and again, we got Kurt back shoveling the coal in the furnace and getting this train and moving along. Again, we're in week number 4, and it just feels great. The Frankfurt Wildcats explosive game last week against against Solomon, where they won 76-0. It was a shutout that ended at halftime. The week before, they had a 72-22 victory over Linden, the defending 8-man Division I state champions. They were able to take them down again, 72-22. Clifton Clyde, they beat 70-34, delivering Clifton Clyde one of their two losses on the year. Looking at Hanover, they are also 3-0 on the year. El Saline, to start the year, they won 34-16. Then they also handed Clifton Clyde their second loss of the year with a 50-0 defeat. And then Washington County last week, 52-0. Right now, Hanover averaging 45 points per game. And you turn the page over to Frankfurt. They're over here averaging 72.3. And, of course, defensively, though, Frankfurt, 18 points per game. Hanover, 5.3. High-scoring offense, low-allowing score defense. But we'll talk more about that in just a little bit here on 92.1 KMZA. You're tuned into.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello everybody, and you're tuned in to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Joined alongside, we got Cram Prophet here, me, play-by-play, and then we got Kurt Kilman back in studio again, the number 2-ranked Frankfurt Wildcats in Division II, 8-man. Again, number 2nd-ranked Hanover. They are ranked number 5th, Division II, 8-man. We got a good one. Both teams coming in tonight, 3-0. Hanover on a great start for themselves this year. But, hey, let's talk about those Frankfurt Wildcats real quick, then we'll send it back in the break, and then talk about the Hanover Wildcats. So talking about Frankfurt, well, you got to bring up their star quarterback, number 12, Wes Anderson, a 6-foot, 170-pound junior. He's just a junior, but not only is he a first-team All-State returner, he is also a first-team All-League returner here in the TVL. Right now, on this year alone, over 600 yards passing in, 800 yards passing in 16 touchdowns, 36 of 44 on the year. And then rushing, he's got 10 carries, 75 yards rushing, and 4 touchdowns. And you may wonder, who's his primary target? Well, it's Lane Mawaizo, who opens up the lane for his quarterback, Wes Anderson. Lane Mawaizo averaging 20 on the carry, but he has 15 total attempts, 145 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He's got 334 receiving yards off 13 receptions and 7 touchdowns. So this team, on the pass, averages 18 yards a catch. explosive, and then also adding to that explosive dynamicness, also Carter Olsen, number 33, the senior, 6'1", 170 pounds. He's a second-team all-year turn at DDL, and an all-state, I will mention, that is your highlights from Frankfurt Wildcats. We'll be right back after the national anthem, and then talk about Hanover, and then get on with this game on kickoff.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects are here at Stahlbaumer Lumber.
Everybody, welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet. We got Kirk Kilman back in studio. We got the first week of eight-man football here, eight-man Division Two. To be exact, it is eight-man Division Two, District Three. Playing today, Hanover Wildcats take on the Frankfurt Wildcats. Both teams come in 3-0 on the day. Frankfurt 1-0 in league play. Hanover 2-0 in league play. They are ranked fifth, and Wildcats ranked number two in the eight-man Division Two. And this is going to be a good one here tonight, folks. So make sure you stay tuned all the way through. And also, you'll keep up with all of our sponsors today. Of course, we'll have scoring updates. Talking about Holt House Auto House in Fairview, a halftime show brought to you by the Highland Community College. Post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate, and the player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. So again, stay tuned for this game for all of our sponsors. But hey, let's get right into this one. We got the Hanover Wildcats, Frankfurt. We talked about Frankfurt just a little bit ago. We talked about Wes Anderson, Lane Mawaizo, Carter Olsen, plenty of great players. But when you turn the page over here and you look at the, again, another set of Wildcats, but Hanover this time, Bryken Stahlbaumer, who is a second-team All-League returner. He's going to be a great player tonight. Senior, 6'1", 175 pounds. Just a great build for quarterback. He's going to be running it, passing it. Whatever it is, he's going to be trying to get it done. He's got big targets. And Cameron Juneman, number 2. Also, Alec Juneman, number 18, the junior, 5'9", 155 pounds. But also talking about Cameron Juneman, he's a senior, also a second-team All-League returner on top of that. Some other targets will include Tanner Bruna, number 13, the junior. Braylon Mine, number 4. And also Brant Beichman, number 7. So a lot of great targets for both of these teams. We're going to see plenty of passing and plenty of rushing. But, of course, when you're talking about Frankfurt, I alluded to them averaging 18 yards a pass. Right now on the year, they average 268 yards passing per game, a total of 391 yards of offense per game. So both teams will dominate or look to dominate both on the ground and on the air. Both teams coming in the day 3-0 in week number 4. A little bit of history. Hanover won the last 15 of 19 games between these two teams. However, Frankfurt has won the last 2 games. Both games they won last year. Frankfurt won in the regular season in a dominating victory over Hanover, 62-14. And then they also beat Hanover in the playoffs. It was the sectional round, 38-12. That ended Hanover's playoff run. But what ended Frankfurt's run was to Axel. 52-6. And when you talk about Frankfurt's loss last year, they had three losses. One was to Axel in the regular season. One was to Axel in the playoffs. And then the last loss was to Linden, which Linden went on to win last year. Eight-man Division One. Linden, who was defeated by Frankfurt this year, 72-22. Dominant win. Again, this team has been on a roll. And, you know, might not be the best thing to admit here, but this is my first time watching and playing, or excuse me, calling 8-man. And I really tell that to you folks at home because it should get you a little bit excited because I'm excited. I'm excited to see this for the first time, talk about it, and bring this coverage to you. Not only am I excited to come see here, I had my dad tag along with me because he's like, I want to see this. And I'm like, well, guess what? We got Frankfurt and Hanover tonight. What a better competitive matchup than two of the top five teams ranked in 8-man Division II to come out and see. So if you're not here to see it with your eyes, then I want to try to visually describe it to you as best as possible because it will be high scoring and it will be fun to watch for all you folks at home. We got a couple minutes left here until we get going. But again, two ranked teams coming into the night in Division II of 8-man. It is a District 3 matchup. Again, Frankfurt, Hanover, both of them in the league. Let's actually talk about the league standings right real quick. Axel in the league is 2-0. They lead Hanover tied at 2-0. Blue Valley Randolph's also 2-0 in the league. Frankfurt's 1-0. This is their second league matchup. Lipton Clyde, they're 1-2. Lynn, the Bulldogs, 0-3. And Washington County is 0-3. So we got a really great one here tonight, not only in district play, but also in league play. These two teams are really looking to get a hot start, taking on one another. Again, Frankfurt won both matchups last year. And actually talking about last year, Nick Anderson in his ninth season here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. This Frankfurt team averaged 42.3 points per game. And also in the last four seasons, Frankfurt have made two sub-state appearances. They've also outscored opponents this year, 218-56. Other facts or stats maybe out there, if you're curious, for Frankfurt, is that Carter Olson has a 65-yard kickoff return touchdown. He had that versus Linden. Also, last time this team was under 500 was in 2022, which was the first time since 2017. This Frankfurt team finding plenty of success in the recent years under Nick Anderson. And, of course, Matt Muir for the Hanover Wildcats. In his 20th season, he has led a dominant charge for this Hanover team as well. They have been dominant. This is their first 3-0 start since 2021.
To receive the opening kickoff.
Frankfurt has now won the toss, and they will elect to receive the opening kickoff. We will be back in 1 minute for kickoff. Stay tuned.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Corinne Profit, Kirk Hillman back in studio, and we have kickoff. Frankfurt won the toss and elected to receive. So now we will have, it is going north to south. Left to right of your dial is the kickoff, and then Frankfurt will be driving right to left of your dial. We got district play and league play here. Hanover Wildcats coming today 3-0. Frankfurt Wildcats 3-0 as well. Only one team will come out with a lost in the losing column. The kick is out the back of the end zone, and now we will start play here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They will take things over with on the 15-yard line of their own. That will be the starting field position for Frankfurt. Again, Frankfurt, a team that has averaged 72 points per game this year. Yards per game, 391 yards per game. They're averaging 18 yards on the pass. Taking a quick look at some of the stars in this team. Wes Anderson, number 12, the junior. Of course, you have Lane Loizo, number 6, a senior. Carter Olson, number 33. He's also a senior. And as we get to talk about more of them later here, it's a pass out to the outside to Loizo, and Loizo has a drop to start the game. So it's out to Loizo. It is incomplete. It is a drop. And, you know, before this game, I was watching Frankfurt warm up. Loizo was having, I wouldn't say some slippery hands, but he did not make too many catches in his warm-ups. And there he gets the first pass of the flat route, and he drops it. So that will now bring up a second down and 10 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Here on their own 15-yard line, underway here, 11:53. Clock stopped after the incompletion, set in motion. Loizo, stop before coming across the left side. He gets the catch on the near side, about the 16-yard line, turns up for just 2 yards. It will be a corrective of 4 yards, so a 4-yard completed pass and catch for Frankfurt. So a 4-yard pass completed brings up a 3rd down and 6. Lane Loizo making his first catch of this game. Again, 3rd and 6 here, Frankfurt with the ball. This is a Hanover team who's holding teams to 5.3 points per game. We'll talk about the dominant Frankfurt defense, and they're on their defensive drive. They've had some pretty good stats on the year, too, but this Hanover team has come out defensively solid and sound on the year. Frankfurt struggling against themselves. 3-step drop back here for Wes Anderson. He's avoiding the pressure. Steps back, passes. There's no one there. Oh, at least in the vicinity was number 16 for the Frankfurt Wildcats, Porter Colvin, the junior. It wasn't really intended for him to stay. It was just kind of a lob 40 yards down the field, hoping that maybe he could make an adjustment in his route to get towards the ball. But with that being said, that is a 3-and-out that Frankfurt will face, and they will actually punt the ball to start this game. I'm not sure if that was on anyone's bingos card. The Frankfurt to start here scores on their first drive. They punt from their own 17-yard line. The punt is actually fumbled. Hanover, Langston Stahlbaumer, he dropped it out of his hands, but it did go out of bounds. So it will stay the Hanover ball. And it's definitely not a situation you want to put yourself in. But again, Hanover, a 3-and-out drive, forcing against the Frankfurt Wildcats. And now the Hanover Wildcats will now take over as it goes. The drive only lasted 1:10 for Frankfurt before they had to punt it. So now taking over is Hanover, led by Ryken Stahlbaumer. Plenty of help also on the line and receiver. He's got a one single to his left. It's going to be a pitch to the outside to Alec Juneman. And he's going to be taken out of bounds after a carry of 2. Juneman, just a carry of 2 to start this game for Hanover. Hanover, who started on their own 24-yard line. Another game here where I don't have numbers or hash marks. So again, bear with me when I have to do the counting game, the game I do not like, but is a game I do have to get used to. Got twins right, single left, only 3 linemen on the line. It's going to be thrown over the middle, and it is caught! For over 15 yards, Tanner Bruna, the junior, on the catch. Midfield pass over 20 yards on the completion for Ryken Stahlbaumer.
Wes Anderson on the stop for Frankfurt.
Wes Anderson was on the stop for Frankfurt. Anderson, who plays safety for this Frankfurt Wildcats. So single left and single right with an end on the right side. It's going to be a handoff to Juneman up the middle. He's going to rush for a gain of 5.
That was Juneman.
Alec Juneman, who's been the reliable running back right here. He's already gotten two rushes early on.
Second down.
And this game brings up a second down and four to go. And over onto the Frankfurt side of the field, past the midfield, which is 40 and 8 man. They are on the 30-yard line. Only 30 yards to go till they get to the end zone. Again, another handoff to Alec Juneman, but this time Juneman is jumped in the backfield. It's going to be a no gain, but they're going to move it back by an inch.
A group of
Frankfurt Wildcats, they're on the tackle. 8:52 left to go the first quarter. It is 0-0. But right now it is Hanover on their first possession. They forced a three and out against Frankfurt on their first possession. Hanover's offense, they have also been destructive with 45.3 points per game. Last season they averaged 29.1 points per game. Again, this is a great start for Hanover. Their first 3-0 start since 2021. Stahlbaumer trying to get one to jump off sides. He couldn't find the receiver in the flat. Oh, and he's dropped down by a missile. Taking him down, Frank Harden. And he came in hard like a wrecking ball, and that one's going to drop him back 10 yards. It's a 10-yard sack from Harden. Trent Harden, that is his third sack officially on the year. He's also credited with a half a sack, so 3.5 now on the year. Trent Harden, one of the greatest defensive linemen on this Frankfurt team. That's number 24 this senior. That's going to force a punt. So it was a successful drive, ends at the 40-yard line, which is midfield. And what a great punt! One that's marked at the 1-yard line. An incredible punt from Hanover is Braylon Mine. The junior with the precise punt and the pin. And that's going to make Frankfurt start in some treacherous waters, as you'd say. Don't want to drown yourselves in this situation. You want to stay afloat. Back into your own end zone as the Frankfurt Wildcats go. But now on their second possession of the game, we got 7:44 left here in the first quarter. It is, again, 0-0. Eight-man Division II District 3 play, but also league play in the TVL. Frankfurt, three and outed on their last drive. It only lasted a minute and 10 seconds. The only succession of that play was a 4-yard pass dump to Lane Loizzo. Wes Anderson dropped back. He's running out of the back of the end zone. Before he does, he gets a pass completed to Lane Loizzo. Loizzo on the far side of the highway. It's a completed pass of 8 yards. A great pass as the third pass from Wes Anderson. He's 2 of 3 now in this game with 12 yards passing. Lane Loizzo, he's got 12 yards receiving. Loizzo on this year so far came in today with 334 yards receiving and 7 touchdowns, a primary target for his junior quarterback. Man, he gives him a lot of help back there in the backfield. Loizzo set in motion again. This one is going to be a keeper for Anderson, and Anderson, well, he's going to get dropped in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of 2. That will bring up a third down and 4 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt Wildcats not trying to go backwards right now. That's the first one run play from Wes Anderson. This Frankfurt team averaging 122.7 yards per game on the ground. A very dominant ground attack as well, but not as complimentary as their passing, which is 268 per game. Here following the line, one guard, two tackle with the end on the offensive line. Sam Backman leads the charge. Here, incompletion out of the near side corner after the drop back from Wes Anderson. He was pressured quickly. He was trying to get it to Lane Loizzo. The incompletion brings up another fourth down. Frankfurt, three and outed twice now on their first two drives. Frankfurt, the team who came in today with the outstanding 72 points per game. Hanover, who came in today with the, I don't know if you'd say mildly more impressive, 5 points allowed defensively per game. Fair caught, fair catch from Hanover. Langston Stahlbaumer this one time. This time he did not fumble it. Not that the last time it was a crucial fumble. But here, another 3-and-out drive for Frankfurt. Gives the ball right back to Hanover. Hanover taking over with 6:46 left to go in the first quarter. Again, it's a score of 0-0. Zip to zip. Whippity whip. Here we are on drive number 4 of the game, drive number 2 for the Hanover Wildcats. They are on their own 30-yard line getting this thing going again. Reckon Stahlbaumer trying to get things rolling. He hands it. Oh, no, it's a draw back pass. He's going deep. That one's going to be a touchdown. The connection to number 4, Braylon Vine. A touchdown of 50 yards. Hanover, strike first. An incredible one-play touchdown pass. An incredible play set up. It was play action out of the pocket. And pulling it back was Stahlbaumer, who let a missile go across the field and find Braylon Mine. Mine with the credited touchdown. What an incredible one-play touchdown for Hanover. 50 yards in the air. Going for the two-point conversion now. It's going to be a keeper from Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer trying to push it over the line. He breaks the ropes in for 2. It is an 8-0 game. Hanover leads. We'll be right back right after this. You're tuned in to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and as I mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, the locomotive is in motion for 8-man football here on KMZA. We haven't derailed yet, thankfully, but taking this train a hold as a couple of robbers is Hanover as they steal their first touchdown of this game. It is 8-0. They completed a two-point conversion, running it in with Stahlbaumer, but to get that two-point conversion, Stahlbaumer completed a 50-yard touchdown pass from his own 30 with Hanover Wildcats. Now Frankfurt will start on their possession of this game. Ball kicked out of the back of the end zone. And Frankfurt will start back over here on their own 15-yard line. Frankfurt on their second possession start on their own 1-yard line. Hanover, it was Braylon Mine who had a perfect punt from the 40-yard line that pinned Frankfurt in a great positioning. And it forced Frankfurt to punt in the back of their end zone. But right now, unexpectedly, you haven't seen the connection from Wes Anderson and Lane Loiseau though that you were kind of anticipating. It's actually been a little lackluster for the two. So they're going to try to get things hot here on drive number 3 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. We got 6:38 left to go here in the first quarter. Loiseau sent in motion. It's going to be a keeper for Anderson. Anderson using that block from Loiseau on the right side. He follows the convoy. He's got a carry of 12.
Anderson, the keeper for 12.
That time, he's got some positive yards. His first carry was negative 1. This one, a carry of 12. He's got 2 rushes for 11 yards on this game. Now brings up a 1st and 10 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They were starting on their own 15. Now they are brought up to their own 27-yard line. Again here, we're an 8-man, so it's only an 80-yard field. The sides are a little smaller, too. And the scores... Well, the scores are the only big thing here in 8-man. That's Anderson. He's going to pull this one. No, it's going to be a handoff. Handoff to Lane Loiseau. That's blown up quickly and briefly by Cameron Juneman. Cameron Juneman, who came today as a first-team all-league returner in the CVL. He's the one who makes the stop on the play. Last year, he had 68 tackles leading the team. He's the second leading team who led the team. Was actually Tanner Bruna. He had over 100 tackles on this season. So a team that has plenty of solid returners, both offensively and defensively. So after the loss of 1 for Lane Loiseau, and now bring that actually was his first run of the game. This one, we have a keeper here from Anderson. but there's some yellow laundry thrown in the back. But Anderson, he's breaking a couple of tackles. He's tripped up and finally took out of bounds 20 yards down the field. But I believe there might be a holding call. Holding against the offense, what would have been a first down at the 30-yard line of Hanover now becomes a second and 21. So brutal for the Wildcats. Feels like right now the explosive and destructive offense is right now being self-destructive in this game versus Hanover. So again, these Wildcats trying to get off on the right footing right now. Their biggest play of this game was a 12-yard carry from Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson, who's not really known for his flight of feet, well, he does have 75 yards on the year from his 10 carries. So he can get going on his feet, and that's what Frankfurt has been trying to do on that read option, that pitch option. Anderson, the pump fake, now throws it to Loizo. Loizo, he's hit early, breaks and sheds one tackle, and he's brought down after a gain of 5. So now a 5-yard pass and completion. That is the 4th pass thrown from Wes Anderson to Lane Loizo. That is also the 4th pass thrown from Wes Anderson. Again, official, unofficial stats here being tracked and calculated, but semi-close. So a 3rd and 15, 4:43 left to go here in the first quarter. It is a 8-0 game. Hanover leads. They scored on their second drive of the game. It's a one-play, 50-yard touchdown.
Be right back.
This one, a good one between both the teams. Again, mostly defensively. Loizo sent out in motion. It is an empty backfield now. Wes Anderson going over the middle, but he failed his target. It was intended for Carter Olson, but Carter Olson, well, he's not the green giant. He wasn't able to reach that one. It was just a foot above his head. So that one will now bring up a 4th down. So Frankfurt, who picked up 12 first downs last week, have only picked up 1 first down, but again, they're going to have to come up here and punt after just 7 plays. So 3 straight punts here for this Frankfurt team. Low snap, the punt gets off Loizo, who's on the punt, and it gets dropped at the 26-yard line, is where I believe it will be marked. So Hanover taking over on their 3rd possession of the game. The last one, a 1-play touchdown score. What can they draw up on this one? Again,
I'm back.
Frankfurt came in today with 72 points per game, but right now they're held at a goose egg. 8 minutes into the first quarter, Hanover up by 8. We got a close one here in District 3 play, an 8-man Division 2, but also we got a meaningful game in the league. Sending a man in motion. It's going to be a keeper. It's a Wildcat from Braylon Mine. Braylon Mine, who was back at quarterback, was the keeper, and there was a flag on the play. So that will push them back. It was a holding on the far side of the line. So the main quarterback of this team is Ryken Stahlbaumer, but they had Braylon Mine come in for a Wildcat-like play. That's going to move the play back. Well, it was a first down and then mark it a 1st and 20. So a rough start here to begin for Hanover on their 3rd drive of the game. But again, they found plenty of succession in just 1 play in their last drive. So they'll see if they can find a little bit of repetitiveness with that one. In shotgun. Now back at quarterback, Ryken Stahlbaumer. Then Juneman in motion. Drops back about 3 steps. He's rolling out to his right side, looking down the field, has the open target, makes the completion, and he finds number 2, Cameron Juneman. Cameron Juneman, the All-Sarah mention returner, but also the second team CDL returner, who makes the catch of 11 yards. An 11-yard pass and catch. That makes Rockin' Stahlbommer 3 of 3 on this game. He's got over 80 yards passing already. So a great game early to start for Rockin' Stahlbommer. Now a second down and 9. Well, about 10, a short 10, though. And the drop back. Calling it. It's a low snap. Stahlbommer gets it, picks it up, throws it deep down the field. It's incredible. Oh, it's caught down the field for a touchdown. Handover is
50 yards.
Hunter. Kick Kafer on the touchdown, but thought I heard there's a flag down the play. There is. There's a flag down at the 24-yard line. Looks like this one is coming back. So what could have been a... It's a false start is the penalty that was called. So what a break for Frankfurt. Because Hanover would have had a 55-yard touchdown pass and catch. It was to Hunter Kick Hafer from Rykin Stahlbommer, but again, the play gets called back. Touchdown will not stand. Say what, the Frankfurt defense in the secondary has looked a little short step. They have not been able to keep stride and stride with Hanover's speed. Wonder if that might be the issue that might lend Hanover the game. So you might see a little cushioned secondary here. For Frankfurt, drop back. He's pressured. He just throws one down the middle, and he gets the completion of 12 yards. He finds his target, number 13, Tanner Bruna. Tanner Bruna on his second completion, second catch to him on the game of 13 yards. Third down and 4 to go here for Hanover.
Jeff Anderson with the stop for Frankfurt.
Hanover here with their... second, third down of the game. They converted their last, excuse me, they did not convert their last third down. That drive resulted in a punt here. Third possession for Hanover. It is 8-0, 2:08 left to go. Third and 3 on Hanover's own 35-yard line. Sending mine in motion. That's who he's going to throw to. He's out in the flat, and he picks up the first down and turns up a gain of 2. That will be a pass completion of 6 yards to Braylon Mine. Braylon Mine, he has been the saving grace, if you will, of this Hanover team early on. He has not only caught a lone touchdown pass, but there he catches the crucial first down for Hanover. Hanover on that line, they got Eli Hyman, number 40, Braden Schwartz, number 24, and Aiden Schlabach, number 49. The senior, got two seniors on that line. The other one being Braden Schwartz. Heinemann is the junior. Pistol, it's going to be pitched out. This one, it's going to be a near completed touchdown pass, but incomplete. It was Langston Stahlbommer was the intended target. It was a snap out of pistol for Braylon Mine, and he pitched it backwards to Stahlbommer, about 5 yards in the backfield. Stahlbommer, who instead of running it, he launched that one about 50 yards down the field to Langston Stahlbommer, but it was incomplete, just a hair over the head. But again, Hanover, they're exploiting the deep ball against this Frankfurt team. I alluded to my considering Frankfurt cushioning the secondary a little bit, and here that is what they're doing. They're allowing a lot more room on the near side flats. Stepping up, Stahlbommer looking cross arm, get through it through the middle of the field for a completion of 20 yards. It was caught again. Braylon Mine with a good gain of 20 yards. Hanover, well over the halfway mark near the red zone on the 21-yard line of Frankfurt. Hanover looking to score once again here. And it's being led by Stahlbommer. Rykin Stahlbommer carrying this offense here, but also you cannot forget Braylon Mine. Stahlbaumer trying to draw the Frankfurt Wildcats offside. It looks like it might be a pitch option kept here on the left side of the convoy following his blockers.
Keeps the option.
Keeps the option for a gain of 5 yards. Reichen Stahlbaumer, that is his first run of this game for 5 yards. It's one that went positive yardage. So less than 20 seconds to go of this first quarter. It is 8-0, seconds down and 5 from the 15-yard line. Hanover looking to score for their second time tonight. This drive put on a little bit of a show. A little longer drive. It looks like Hanover will let the time drain out, and that will be the end of the first quarter. Hanover, 8. Frankfurt, 0. We'll come back in just a little bit for quarter number 2 here on KMZA.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crindon Prophet. Stay tuned to our halftime show, as we'll be on the way in that in just a quarter away. We are now in the second quarter. Hanover up 8-0. They also have the possession. It is a second down and 5. They are on the Frankfurt 15-yard line deep into the red zone. Hanover with the lead 8-0 once again. Empty backfield here for Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer, two-step drop. He's got a thread of the needle for a gain of 10. He throws that one on a rope for 10 yards. It was completed to number 13, Tanner Bruna, the junior. 6'2", 185 pounds, well-framed build, and he's going to be able to take a big hit officially, just a gain that's March of 8. Is what it will be. Still, great completion and throw. Stahlbaumer has been cooking the secondary tonight with beautiful passes. Bruna, who also has over 40 yards receiving on this game. He's got 3 catches. Playing down the offensive line, it is a drop snap from Pistol from Stahlbaumer. He's dropped back into the backfield for a loss of 7. Lane Lizo came through the line, and man, he brought the heat with him. That was a crucial play that needed to be made for this Frankfurt team, and this time defensively. Frankfurt defensively, who's on this year, they average 1.3 turnovers a game. They have a total of 136 tackles. They have 4 sacks coming in on the year. They got 5 sacks now with the sack earlier in this game on Stahlbaumer that helped stall a drive. But man, this one, it's still a good one. Second and long from the goal, and it's going to be a touchdown! Braylon Mines! Or, excuse me, let me just verify this one. And it will be Braylon Mine, who was on the pitch into the backfield. It was a 10-yard pitch to the left side and score. Excuse me, for Hanover, it was Kyle Shami who was on the score. A little hard to tell the numbers apart. We've got small red lettering with the white trim. It's the all-blue jerseys for Hanover, and then the white tops and silver pants, but still here, a touchdown for Hanover on their third possession of this game. Sends mine in motion. Stahlbaumer in the backfield. Rolls up to his right. Cuts back to his left side. He's going to cut it back in. And with a juke on a Frankfurt Wildcat. A Wildcat handover himself. Stahlbaumer gets himself into the end zone for a score. Or a two-point conversion. So now it is 16-0. Hanover leads. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So coming back here, would like to make a quick correction. It was Kadrick Cohurst who made the score, the sophomore. He got it pitched to on the left side, followed his convoy up the left side of the line, scored in from 10 yards out. That is Hanover's second touchdown of this team. They're also 2 of 2. On two-point conversions, this Frankfurt team coming today, they only allowed 4 of 8 on two-point conversions for their team. Right now, the Hanover team dominant. But now, back on the kickoff, we are on the way. Hanover, Hunter, kick Hafer, and it's going to be returned up to the 20-yard line. The Trent Harden, who has the kick return up to the 25. Excuse me, the 21 is where it will start here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. This is their fourth possession of the game. We got 10 minutes and 14 seconds left here of the second quarter. Hanover has scored twice, kind of recapping the scoring summary. It was a touchdown pass from Stahlbaumer to Braylon Mine from 50 yards. It was a 10-second play. It was the first play of that second possession of the game for Hanover, and also the 10-yard run from Cohurst. And we just heard and saw. Here, keeper from West Anderson, trying to get Frankfurt Wildcats on the board with a carry of 4. Correctly, it will be a gain of 3 for West Anderson. He's got 3 rushes on this game for 14 yards for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And West Anderson, who's not known for running a whole two lot this year, he's mostly just been passing. But in this game, they've had to rely on the flight of feet. It's been a stalemate when it comes to the attacking of the secondary. But here, they're going to try to go for the short outside pass to Porter Colvin. Porter Colvin, who gets this one for a gain of...
Colvin takes the pass.
9 is what it will be gained. Throw out to the flat with a gain of 9. That takes up the first down. Just Frankfurt's second first down of this game. And the fourth completed pass also from Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson has completed 4 straight passes now in this game. That is his first completion to Calvin Porter. Sorry, Porter Colvin. In shock and with the snap, he throws back out to Colvin. Colvin turns it up for a gain of 10 on the outside. It was a screen pass to the interior. And now one picks up another first down. Frankfurt, their third first down. Now they picked up 2 here on this drive alone. And they are rolling back-to-back completed passes from West Anderson. That time a gain of 10. And also, again, favoring his target, number 16, Porter Colvin, the junior, came in the night with 91 receiving yards. And now over 100 on the year. He's been the primary target. Only one in the backfield that's behind Anderson, and that one is going to be a keeper for Anderson. It's a late pull, and he has a gain of 8 yards going off the left side of the line. May have been pushed out early to see about that confirmation. He was pushed out just early, so official gain of 6 yards for Wes Anderson. Anderson, who's been on his legs a lot in this drive, on this game, he's got over 20 yards rushing here. Came in today with 75 yards rushing. We got a big crowd out here tonight. Plenty of coverage here for these two teams. Frankfurt, who is ranked number 2, but they trail by 16. The number 5 ranked Hanover Wildcats. Wes Anderson picking up the first down and trucking a guy over. A big play, a gain of 15 yards. An incredible run from Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson on this game has 36 rushing yards, which is half as many rushing yards he came into this game with 75. Man, he is learning to use the engine he has with those legs. And, man, he is a locomotive in motion. And he's got these Wildcats for the first time tonight over the 40-yard line and into Hanover territory. We got 76 left here in the second quarter, and it's going to be a handoff up the middle for Frankfurt. It's a gain of 8. This one, again, Porter Colvin on this drive. He has been efficient. A gain of 8. Porter Colvin on this drive alone has over 25 yards all-purpose. He's caught a total of 19 yards, there an official gain of 9 on the run. So getting there, the junior, the 5'8" junior at that, who's only 120 pounds, a buck 20, but man, he runs a lot harder and bigger here. Wes Anderson with the carry. He picks up the first down. He's short of the touchdown. That will bring up a first and goal from the 1 yard line. So a gain of 5 for Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson, man, he has been a running quarterback today. Call him the Roadrunner. And this one, he's trying to be the showrunner, get into the end zone, showing out to his team. 16-0, look to be cut short here from the Frankfurt Wildcats. They are ready to score. It is a first and goal from the 2 yard line. Maybe the 1 yard line, again, kind of hard to tell. No official hash marks on the field or numbers. But a Twins right here. Wes Anderson, he's going to send Colvin in motion. It's a handoff to Lane Loizzo. Loizzo now with his 6th rushing touchdown on the year. His first one of this game, and that puts Frankfurt on the board. Lane Loizzo, and he took the open lane to the touchdown. The play was perfectly set up. Wes Anderson with a lot of, it looked like it was a read option between Wes Anderson, Lane Loizzo, and then also Porter Colvin. Porter Colvin was in the motion, and it was pulled out and then handed off to Lane Loizzo, who was on the right hip of Anderson. So we got a same looking formation here. That Loizzo is lined up on the left side. Wes Anderson looking to pass a 2-point conversion. He evades the pressure. A good block. Oh, he's going to get taken down. Can he fight through the contact? Releases it last second. And it is incomplete. It was nearly intercepted by number 11, the Frankfurt Hanover Hunter Dick Hafer. But with that, not being able to complete the 2-point conversion, that still makes this a 2-possession game for Frankfurt to overcome. We'll be right back in just 30 seconds. 16-6, Hanover leads.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu shot clinic in the community building parking lot on Wednesday, October 2nd from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Wednesday, October 9th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays, October 5th and 12th by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, Hanover leads 16-6. So still a 2-possession game for Frankfurt to overcome, but Lane Loizzo just had a 1-yard touchdown run. Again, set up perfectly from the option here. We got kickoff just on the way. Frankfurt kicking left to right. So north to south, left to right of your dial, and then Hanover will work right to left of your dial.
And Cameron Jr.
Kickoff getting set here. The kicker for Frankfurt, number 14, Ty Smith. The senior, it's going to be a short kick, dropped right in front of the Hanover. It is Braylon Mine, and there's a flag thrown up in the air.
Kickoff at the 15-yard line, goes 10 yards.
So it was brought up a decent way but there was a flag on the play. It was roughly the 25-yard line from Braylon Mine. But it's going to be a personal foul against Frankfurt.
Personal foul.
That'll move things up 15 yards.
Frankfurt adding to Hanover's field position.
That's going to be brutal. Yes, that will be a 15-yard penalty from where it was brought to, which was the 25-yard line. So that sets up here at the halfway point. So great starting field position for Hanover with 6:33 left to go here in the second quarter. Again, they're up by two possessions, 16-6. Stahlbaumer, he's got one touchdown here on the day, over 80 yards passing. Here he hands off to Alec Juneman. And he's carrying a plenty of Frankfurt Wildcats on him for a gain of 11. Taking him down was 33 Carter Olson, but a gain of 11 for Alec Juneman. Juneman, who hasn't gotten involved in the carrying for a little bit here, but a gain of 11 now pushes him over 17 yards carrying on this game. 6:12 left to go. First down and 10. Ball on the Frankfurt 29-yard line, 16-6. If you're now just tuning in, Hanover, those pair of Wildcats are the ones leading this battle. In pistol, Stahlbaumer. It's going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle. And actually, it's Braylon Mine who is the one sneaking it. But there's a piece of dirty laundry thrown in the backfield. We'll see what the call is from the referee. Looks to be another personal foul. It's a face mask called against the Wildcats, the Frankfurt Wildcats. So Frankfurt on this drive have two penalties that have made up 30 yards for Hanover. Two personal fouls. This has been a rough one. It won't be 15 yards, however. It'll just be, I'm going to give it, the face mask will only move up 5 yards from where it happened. That'll be a first down and 3. Sending kick Hafer in motion. Again, another keeper here for Mine. Mine just churning things up for a gain of 4. They have Mine, the one running it for Hanover. Mine, who's not the starting quarterback, but here he's the one rushing it behind the center. Mine will now step off from the quarterback position. Stahlbaumer will re-enter the field of play. It will look to try to drive Hanover back into the end zone for their third time tonight. 5:03 left to go. The clock is ticking here in the first half. And, man, we got a fast game, but it's not fast because it's high scoring. 16-6. No one's really pulled away, but that's what Hanover's trying to do. Mine in motion. He's got a stutter step. And it's a handoff to Alec Juneman. Juneman stopped after a gain of 8. Excuse me, a gain of 4 for Alec Juneman. He picks up, his left gain was 11, that time of 4. He's churning up just an average of 5 yards per carry here on this one. 4:26 left to go. Hanover rolling with this one, getting the play from the head coach. That's Matt Yar, and he is on his 20th season for Hanover. Second down and 6. Ball on Frankfurt's 13, so inside the red zone once again. Hanover, fourth time tonight. Sending Mine in motion to the right side now. Puts two receivers to his right. Looks to be a keeper here for Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer cutting it up to the right side. Goes between defenders and gets it 3 yards from the goal line. It's a pickup of 8. Officially, I'm going to say it's a gain of 8 officially, unofficially here. But Stahlbaumer has over 13 yards carrying on this game and over 100 yards passing. He is dominating this gridiron today. And now we also got a full dark sky in Friday Night Lights here in 8-man Division II football, District 3 play, but also league play between these two. Stahlbaumer, he's all by himself. It's a draw up the middle. Actually, I believe it was Mine who had the draw. And they're going back and forth between Mine and Stahlbaumer. It was only a gain of one, so second and goal, 1 yard to go. It's going to be a close one here. It's going to be a defensive stand from Frankfurt. It looks like Frankfurt will be the first ones to call the timeout in the first half as the first timeout taken of this first half. Not only by Frankfurt, both teams, or Hanover, they got three timeouts, but Frankfurt, they got two. But 16-6, your score. Hanover getting ready to score. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, you're tuned in to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we are, 2:56 left from halftime. Stay tuned for that. We'll have the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. But here, just a yard away from the end zone, dropping the snap, but still dropping his way into the end zone, is Hanover. It's a quarterback keeper up the middle. Again, a score from Cohurst. Kadrick Cohurst on the carry. That's his second touchdown of this game. He had one from 10 yards out on the last drive, but this one he has one from just 1 yard out on the quarterback keeper. So far, Hanover 2 of 2 on the two-point conversion. Here, see what they can get going. Cohurst, who scored back-to-back touchdowns, rushing, last one 10, this one 1. But back in the backfield here, Stahlbaumer. And a timeout taken right before the two-point conversion by Hanover. So we'll keep things here and talk a little bit about this one. We got 2:53 up to go. First timeout of the half by Hanover, but Hanover, they're doing a lot of trickery here. They're bringing in a lot of their guys coming into this game. I was told that Hanover was going to play an interesting set, a trio, if you will, between quarterbacks. Ryken Stahlbaumer, but also we've seen Braylon Mine come in and have a few rushes. In fact, we saw a flip pass from Braylon Mine that went back to Ryken Stahlbaumer. He got incompleted, but still, it was a great setup play. But not only have you seen Braylon Mine back at quarterback, you've also seen Ryken Stahlbaumer taking snaps, who's been the primary snap taker, who's got over 100 yards passing, over 10 yards carrying. But also, we've seen Cohurst, who has the 2 touchdowns on this game for Hanover, one from 10 yards out and one from 1 yard out. Not many yards all-purpose for the young man, but man, he's got the touchdown. You know what? That's one count. So here, Hanover still in the 2-point conversion, just back after the timeout. Right now, they lead 22-6, trying to make it 24-6. This, a keeper from Stahlbaumer, and he is stalled back in the backfield. The engine not able to chug and pick up the 2-pointer. That'll be the first time Hanover is kept from the end zone on a 2-point conversion, but still, Hanover up 22-6 against Frankfurt. We got 2:53 left to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Kirk and Prophet. Kirk Hillman back in studio. Great to have us back in action. First week of 8-man football. And, man, this one is not what anyone was expecting, to say the very least. Hanover leading 22-6. Wildcats, at least the Frankfurt Wildcats, not offensively moving too aggressively, but here they're going to start with some great field position as Henry Ketter turns things up to the 31-yard line of Frankfurt. So just 9 yards away from the halfway point of the field, and that will be great starting field position for Frankfurt. The Hanover, they have scored on three straight drives. One was a one-play 50-yard touchdown pass, Stahlbaumer to mine. One was the one before the last one was a 10-yard rush from Coehurst. The last one was a 1-yard sneak from Coehurst. But here, taking over with 2:45 left to go here in the second quarter is Hanover. Sending Colvin in motion. West Anderson, the keeper, and he's dropped in the backfield. Oh, an incredible defensive play from Hanover. It was a loss of two, brings up a second down and 12. Frankfurt has had a lot of negative plays in this first half. Possibly not as many as positive plays, but still a concerning amount to be thought and be thinking of. They start this drive on their own 33-yard line, but now they're on their own 31. That is Frankfurt. Second down and 12, sending Colvin in motion. He's on the left side now. He's going down the field, but it's a screen set up in the middle. Perfectly played screen, but it's only going to be a gain of 7 on the pass. There's an interior screen set up for Carter Olson, the All-State Arnold Mention returner, but also the second-team All-League returner. The gain of 7 on the play. Wes Anderson, another completed pass. Add on to the resume. Carter Olson also got his first catch of the game. These are also all unofficial stats, but also make sure at halftime we'll count up the stats and give you some rough estimates of where everybody's sitting at. Lane Wiseau sent into motion. He's going to be the one who gets thrown to on the near side by the sticks. He picks up the first down, a little nice step and hop, and he gets it up to the 30-yard line before being taken out of bounds by Hanover's Cameron Juneman, the senior. Senior taking on the senior right there. Frankfurt now getting over the 50-yard line. Back-to-back drives now for Frankfurt, picking up multiple first downs, but also getting past the halfway line. The midfield mark, if you will, 40-yard line. You're an 8-man. 1:14 left to go. Wiseau, after going out of bounds, will stop the clock with a gain of 12. Wiseau, his fifth catch of the game. Anderson going back to the Wiseau. He's taking a step backwards. Now he's going forward. He breaks the tackle, goes out of bounds. It's a gain of 5 for Lane Wiseau. Lane Wiseau, back-to-back receptions, and he is moving this Frankfurt team forward. The direction you want to go in football, fun fact.
It's going to be second down.
Frankfurt is working north to south, which is left to right of your dial. They are on the Hanover 25-yard line. They trail by 16. So it was pretty crucial that Frankfurt prevented Hanover from scoring the last two-point conversion because Frankfurt did not convert their first two-point conversion. It was incompleted pass from West Anderson. Anderson, pitch option to the backfield. Wiseau to the outside edge. And he might be short of the first down. They're going to give him it. It's a gain of 5. If they agree and the referees point right, which means or would be left of my way, that is going to be a first down. Lane Wiseau, a rush of 5.
1 minute.
Wiseau with his first positive rushing carry of 5 yards. Trips left side in a triangle position. It is going to be a screen set. Oh, and the incompleted drop pass from Frankfurt. Number 24, Trent Harden, the senior, who made the drop on the far side. Again, it was a triangular-like look with the trips left. It was well set up. It could have gotten, probably picked up a first down if it was caught. Harden, not someone who is dropped too many balls in the year, but Frankfurt, they've had about they've had 3 drops on this game. Anderson, going out to the flat from 5 yards on an out. but he can't hit his target. It was Colvin, but it was low of his hand. It was thrown into the dirt just shy of a yard in front of him.
Third down.
Now bring up a third down. Back-to-back incompletions for Anderson. His first time throwing back-to-back incomplete passes on this game. He's now on a third down and 10. We are less than a minute to go until halftime. Frankfurt, if you're Frankfurt right now, your goal is to not allow Hanover to get another possession with the ball, because Hanover, they start with the ball in the second half. Wiseau in motion. He's coming up to the near side. Anderson, it's a flood concept. Oh, and he throws it back to his left. There's no one there except Trent Hardin. It was a well-designed play, but Hardin looks like he fumbled the ball. And keeping the ball will be... It will not. It was a fumble. And Hanover will take back... Oh, excuse me. Nope. It will be Frankfurt's ball, so I was correct in my first statement. It will bring up a fourth down and 5, so a completed 5-yard pass and catch for Hardin, his first catch here of the game for 5 yards. Another completion here. Excuse me, it was a timeout that was called from Frankfurt. They called a timeout with 46 seconds left to go. They got one more timeout left of the half. We're keeping things here on KMZ, your country classic station. Brendan Prophet and Kirk Kilman back in studio. Also, don't miss the KMZ weekly locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday evenings at 5:30. Also, on your way home from the game, catch all the other area scores, highlights, stats, and recaps with a local community national high school scoreboard show. Also, catch Friday Night Beaver presented by GM Banks on the way to the game at 6 p.m. Right now, on their way to the end zone, or trying to make their way to at least a first down right now, they're brought with a 4th and 5. Frankfurt trying to convert, pump action, going to the end zone, turns back, touchdown! Lane Loizzo in the end zone. A 15-yard completion of back behind the back pass. Loizzo, the head up on the turnaround. The corner was lost on ice. A crucial touchdown that needed to be scored. And Wes Anderson, he was just kind of throwing the ball. He just knew his guy was going to be there in that spot. And Loizzo, he knew when to turn around. And the corner just wasn't on the timing of the route. And that allowed Loizzo to catch him off guard and get the touchdown. And Loizzo helping this team. Now, Loizzo with 2 touchdowns on this game. He's got a 1-yard rushing and a 15-yard receiving. Trying to convert the 2-point conversion to make this just a 1-possession game. Wes Anderson is pulled into the end zone. And as he's pulled into the end zone, he pulls this lead closer for Frankfurt. It is now a 22-14 game. Frankfurt's only out by a score and a 2-point conversion. 41 seconds left to go, though, for Hanover to try to make their way down the field. Hanover has 2 timeouts remaining. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're on KMZA.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, you're tuning to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We've got 41 seconds left until we get to our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll also have some scoring updates brought to you by the Holt South Auto House in Fairview. Stay tuned for those sponsors, but here it is a 22-14 game. Man, we got a great one here on KMZA, our first 8-man game of the year. The number two ranked Wildcats, who are down 8 points. They have 14 on the board, and Hanover have 22 on the board. They're up 8. They came in today ranked number 5. According to K Prep. So here, dropped on the kickoff, but bringing up, that's Alex Juneman. Juneman, who just runs out of bounds. Excuse me, Langston Stahlbaumer, the sophomore. He brings it up to the 22-yard line is where it will be marked. And Hanover, 37 seconds to work with here on their own 23-yard line. They have three timeouts. And what helped Hanover score in their last drive was, well, penalties. Frankfurt had a personal foul, and also they had a face mask. The fouls totaled for 20 yards. So that really helped push Hanover on that last drive. But here, Stahlbaumer, he's going to hand this one up the middle. The Frankfurt Wildcats jump on him. Juneman, who was on the carry, he only has a gain of 4 for Juneman. We'll also have some stats here, unofficial stats, of course, but stats nonetheless. 20 seconds left to go here. I think Hanover is just going to roll up the clock, and it looks like that will be the case. Hanover will roll up the clock as they know that they get the possession to start the second half. That is their fifth possession on the game that they just gave up going into halftime, and they will start with their sixth possession as we go into the second half, but first, we got to get through the halftime show brought to you by the Island Community College, and then also we'll get some scoring updates by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. I'm Grim Prophet. We got Kirk Kilman back in the studio. We'll be back in just a few minutes to give you a recap of the first half and to talk about the second half.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Krenan Prophet, and you are listening to our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandpc.edu. And hey, we got a 22 the 14 game Hanover Wildcats are beating the Frankfurt Wildcats. This is a 8-man Division II District 3 game, but also a league game for the Twin Valley League. And man, we got probably one of arguably the best games on in the area. I mean, this one is a dynamite game for both teams. Hanover has scored on their last three straight drives. You don't count the one that ended because of the halftime, letting the clock run out. But Frankfurt's also scored on their last two drives. So both teams have been picking up the pace. Hanover, they found that stride earlier on in Frankfurt. But Frankfurt, now that they're finding their comfortability in the offense, they have gotten rolling. So both teams have earned five possessions total in the first half. Frankfurt, three and out, punch, three and out, punch. They had eight plays, and they punted. And then on their fourth possession, they finally had a touchdown. It was a one-yard touchdown from Lane Loizo. And then again, Lane Loizo on a 15-yard touchdown pass from Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson, who has over 80 yards passing on this game and over 30 yards with his feet. So he's got over, roughly, unofficially, 100 yards all-purpose. But talking about someone who has also over 100 yards total all-purpose is Ryken Stahlbaumer, the quarterback, the senior quarterback of Hanover Wildcats. He has been dominant. He has one touchdown this game. It was a 50-yard touchdown pass on the second drive for Hanover. It was a one-play touchdown. That was just 10 seconds. There was 6:46 left of the first quarter, and it was a 50-yard touchdown pass to Braylon Mine. Braylon Mine, who also came in, got some quarterback running, but the one who scored the two rushing touchdowns for Hanover on the back-to-back drive was Coerce, who had Cager Coerce, the sophomore, who had a 10-yard rushing touchdown on the fourth possession of Hanover, at a 1-yard sneak. But again, both these teams going back and forth here on trailing touchdowns. At Frankfurt, they came out of the gates. They elected to receive, but they got three and outed. And that allowed Hanover to take the ball. Now, they punted two, and then Frankfurt, on their second possession, again, they punted. So, you know, Frankfurt had some fair play to start this game and had some opportunities to get the offense turning early, as they probably wanted to do receiving the ball, but, of course, that didn't happen until later on in the first half. But, again, they're starting to go to an uphill trend. Hanover, they will get the ball to start the second half, as Frankfurt not only won the toss, but elected to receive. So, with that being said, let's also give you some scoring updates. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When it's time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So around the area, a couple of stores. We got St. Mary's, 6 to Silver Lake, 7, end of the first quarter. Halftime, Jeff West, Hiawatha. That game is on 103.9. It is a goose egg to bird egg, which is 0. Jackson Heights on the Cobra Channel is up 35-0 against McLeod. And also the halftime for Sabetha versus Royal Valley, 7-0. So it looks like right now, as things stand, we got ourselves one of the best games here on the Country Classic Station, KMZ 92.1. Thank you for tuning into the ride again, the conductor, Crittenden Prophet, and we got the guy shoveling the coal in the back of the train, Kirk Gilman, back in the studio, making sure this one doesn't derail. And I'm telling you here, folks, this train is on a great path to destination. We got a great matchup here in 8-man Division 2 between these two opponents coming in today. Frankfurt ranks 2, Hanover ranks 5th, but these two teams are going at it hard. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes to talk about the second half. Hanover leads 22-14 over Frankfurt, and Hanover will also get the ball to start the second half. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to KMZA 92.1.
Whether you're an individual or a business in need of a vehicle, head to Holt House Auto House. Just ask the owners of Lilith Back Road.
It is a family-owned. My husband raises beef, and we sell hamburgers, roast beef sandwiches. It's all our own meat that we have raised. I'm constantly going to Topeka, to Manhattan, to get stuff for the business, supplies and stuff, and I need a truck to haul all this. He hooked me up with this 2014, and I love this truck. I drive it every day.
Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a special event? Don't let unexpected surprises ruin your big day. With SBS Insurance, protect your wedding, retirement party, graduation, or fundraiser with confidence. From unforeseen weather cancellations to liability coverage, we've got you covered. Enjoy peace of mind and focus on creating memories. Call SBS Insurance today for a quote.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
With the harvest season underway, the staff at First Heritage Bank would like to thank all our local farmers. We appreciate your dedication and hard work and wish you a safe and successful harvest. As a token of our appreciation, if you are a local farmer or know of one, please stop by or call one of our convenient locations in Seneca, Centralia, Corning, or Vermilion and enter their name in our drawing for a chance to win local prizes. The drawing will be held on October 15th. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha County is blessed to have two excellent hospitals that share a single goal, providing our residents with the best possible health care services close to home. Help us maintain these quality services by voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax. This tax helps your hospital remain financially stable and keep equipment and services up to date. Visit yes4nmcountyhospitals.com to learn more. Remember, vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Sabetha Community Hospital.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Everybody, you're tuned into the Halftime Show. Brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And also a couple more scoring updates brought to you by the Holtzhouse Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holtzhouse vehicles have you seen today? HoltzhouseAutoHouse.com. So again, those updates around the area. We got Silver Lake over St. Mary's, 20-6, and then Holton leading Barry LeCompton, 20-6. Hey, That's called cheating off homework. Copycats right there. Both 26 games, but we don't got no cheaters here tonight or copycats. We do got a pair of cats, though, with these Wildcats. And that's Hanover up 22-14 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. This one going to the second half. Hanover will be receiving it on the second half. Hanover coming today, ranked number 5. Frankfurt, ranked number 2. Also, I got a little bit of fun fact history that I heard over the intercom here. And that was back when both of these teams were 11-man, right? 11-man. Both these teams 11-man, Frankfurt and Hanover. 1979. You hear that, Dad, listening in? All right? This is not as old as you, but it's getting there. It's 1979, right? 42-6, Hanover won. They were head coached by Tom Young. That was when both of these teams were 11-man. That is a very, very long time ago. I was barely a thought back then. But, tell you what, that is some great history and some great facts. Cause, you know, both of these teams, Frankfurt, Hanover, not too far away from each other, both kind of off of Highway 36 here. And it is great competition between both of these teams. And I'll tell you what, we are seeing great competition tonight. Last year, Frankfurt took both games. They won the regular season game 62-14, and they won the playoff game also as well, 38-12. That is a sectional round, which Frankfurt beat Hanover. But this year, Hanover's not coming just to dilly-dally. They are coming in here to play hard, and they have played well their last, do not count the last drive, which was at the end of half, but their last three drives before that, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. The first one was a one-play 50-yard touchdown pass. Then you had the back-to-back rushing touchdowns from Coherz. So, that being said, we are going to be set here to start the second half in just a couple of minutes, but let's preview the action. Let's talk about it a little bit, and, you know, what's the keys and objectives for both sides heading into this one? Well, I'll tell you what, we saw a lot of positives from both sides, and when you talk about the positives, it's the quarterback play. Anderson had over, again, this is kind of unofficial stats, but I had him over 80 yards passing the first half with over 30 yards rushing. Stahlbaumer, I had him over 130 yards passing and then over 15 yards rushing, give or take or so. But regardless, the quarterback play has been efficient. Now, Stahlbaumer has been more accurate. In fact, I believe Stahlbaumer has not missed a pass, and he has not. Stahlbaumer has not thrown an incompletion, but Anderson, 3-4, he's thrown in the mix, but the drops early on cost him Frankfurt early drive. And then it was not being able to establish the running game, and they had to look to Wes Anderson for the flight of foot. Of course, now the offense is finally figuring out what they want to do. So what are we going to see here in the second half? We saw a lot of Wes Anderson, Lane Malizo, and Porter Colvin. We saw a lot of read option, pitch option, and speed option between those three. Colvin going into motion, Malizo going into motion. You saw the drawback from Anderson, then he would either hand it off to the other one. It saw Carter Olsen get involved kind of late into it. Trent Harden also late involvement. And you want to see that a little more here for Frankfurt, a team that averages 18 yards per catch and a total of 391 yards per game. But right now, they are not averaging their points per game total or their yards per game total. Frankfurt also had 12 first downs last week versus Solomon. In this game alone, give or take about 5. So it's been a Hanover game, but again, Frankfurt came up pretty huge in that first half when they were able to stop Hanover's last 2-point conversion, which they helped Stahlbaumer in the backfield. They've allowed Hanover to convert 2 of 3 2-point conversions. Meanwhile, Frankfurt has converted 1 of 2. It was a great play from Anderson on the last touchdown. He was just able to truck it in and secure it, which only makes it a one-possession game. So when you talk about some keys here for Hanover, it's continue what you're doing, continue the dominance, keep going for the deep ball, because that is what is working into succession. The speed has been beating the secondary for Hanover over Frankfurt. But if you're Frankfurt, you don't want that to happen. Give a little bit of cushion to those guys. Let them take the short passes. Let your linebackers crowd in and make those tackles. Force them to go inside so you're not giving up those one-play deep balls, because Hanover also had another opportunity for a one-play deep ball. If it wasn't for a holding penalty that called them 10 yards back, it would have been another touchdown thrown deep down the field. But here, it's going to be an onside kick from Frankfurt to come out of the third quarter, And that will let Hanover start on their own 35-yard line. The sixth possession for Hanover will begin on their own 35-yard line. We got 11 minutes and 59 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, which means we just began, so you haven't missed too much here in the second half of action. Only just a second. That's a blink. Again, Hanover, they've been destructive on the deep ball. See if Frankfurt can stop that. It's going to be a keeper here. Up the middle, a gain of four. Getting the confirmation, it is Braylon Mine who is on the carry. Excuse me, not Mine. It is Adrian Coherst. Melizo who is on the stop. The first play, a gain of three for Kadrick Coherst. He has two of the touchdowns for Hanover, the last two rushing touchdowns. He's been coming in quite a lot for the quarterback position, but now we got, Coherst backing in again. He's going to look deep, though, and picked off Frankfurt. Interception at the three-yard line. There is a flag thrown. And on the interception is Ty Smith, his third interception of the year.
First
down. It'll be a first down, seeing what the penalty marker is on. It's a face mask against Hanover. That will be a 5-yard penalty added on to the interception. And Frankfurt, who come today with two interceptions, both made by Ty Smith, Will Smith. Perhaps his third one of the year. What an incredible play for Frankfurt. Now taking things back over on their side of the field. Huge play from Ty Smith. Again, that's his third interception on the year. He's the only one with interceptions on this team. This is also the first turnover of this game. Frankfurt, again, starting on their own 23-yard line here. We got 11:18 left to go here at this first quarter. Handoff up the middle. A gut run of just one. The carry from Lane Loiza. Loiza on this game with a plentiful of carries, but he's mostly been exceeding in the catching game. He's got a total of 49 receiving yards. Again, unofficial stats, but that's where he's roughly at. Wes Anderson in the pocket here. After the gain of two from Loiza, he's got him lined up behind him in the backfield. This one, that one's going to be another handoff. It's going to be breaking to the outside of the exterior, popping up for just a gain of two again before he's dragged down. Lane Loiza. Pulled out of bounds after the gain of two. Brings up a third and long. A third and six will be the official mark. Now, ball placed on the 27-yard line of Frankfurt. They are trying to move down the field. Again, real physical game here for Hanover defensively, getting really aggressive in mostly the secondary. That's hugely credited to Reichen Stahlbomber, Langston Stahlbomber, Braylon Mine, and Brody Fedlicek. Putting a man in motion here. Wes Anderson finds Lane Loiza. Loiza picking up the first down with the skip and hop. He's got a gain of eight. An incredible first down that Frankfurt needs on the third and six. A gain of eight. A pass from Wes Anderson. That adds on to Lane Loiza's catching. He's now at 57 receiving yards unofficially here on this game. First down will make it first and 10 on Frankfurt's 35-yard line. They have a chance to tie this on this possession. They'll have to also convert the two-point conversion. Loiza set in motion. He's behind Anderson. It's a pull-out from Anderson, and he's brought down in the backfield. He's got pulled down by a plentiful of Hanover defenders, but I saw Braden Schwartz in there for the key tackle on the initial contact. And I'll tell you what, that has been the key for Hanover early on in this game, and that is get to the quarterback. Limit Wes Anderson's legs. They did that a couple of times in the first half. Anderson with his biggest rushing game here in week number 4, district play, district 3 of 8-man division 2. It's also league play. Down by 8. Second and 11. Colvin sent into motion in the backfield. Wes Anderson going deep. He's got a target. There's pass interference. It was incomplete for Lane Loizzo, but pulling on the jersey from Hanover was in the secondary. Trying to figure out who it is. It is number 17, Langston Stellbomber, who pulled the jersey. Sophomore who had the penalty. That will be a first down, and that will move the chains 15 yards. So a free 15 here. A pass that was intended for Lane Loizzo. Again, Langston Stellbomber, who had the pass interference. The tug of the jersey, Wes Anderson, he sets that one flying like an eagle. Flying like a wildcat with wings.
From the Hanover 31-yard line.
Here, empty set backfield for Wes Anderson. The first time tonight we've seen a Twins right and a Twins left. Dropping back, he's got a three-step drop, looking over the middle. He's rolling out to his right side. The pressure's at his feet. He's got to throw this one up, and it sails out of bounds. That one's going to be an incomplete pass.
Anderson.
That's the first incomplete pass in the last three passes here from Anderson. But Wes Anderson correctly throwing the ball out of bounds. He was able to escape the pocket and get it back up to the line of scrimmage, so that avoided the grounding call. That incompletion prompts up a second down and 10. 8:16 left to go. The clock is stalled. Ball on the 32-yard line of Hanover. This is the sixth drive for Frankfurt, and they are looking to Frank score. Is their goal. 8:16 to go. Second down and 10. Empty backfield once again. Sending Colvin in motion. He's behind Wes Anderson. Anderson going to the near side. It's a pass completed to Olsen. Olsen, he's got a completed catch and run for 16 yards. What a catch and run. Incredible pass and catch. Wes Anderson going to the left side. Oh, I see the left of the hash marks, but there is no hash marks. There's also the second catch of this game from Olsen. He's got 24 catches on this game with two catches. Again, unofficial stats here, but what I've made. First down and 10 now for Frankfurt. They are moving down the field efficiently. 8:09 left to go here of the third quarter. Ball in the 15-yard line of Hanover. Then the motion. Loizzo in the backfield. Anderson stepping back. Pressure off the edge. He steps up, fires it, and it is incomplete. Colvin on the drop. Multiple times we've seen the drop today. It has been an unfortunate game in the Frankfurt department when it comes to not only the incompletion drops, but also the mishandled passes. That time not on Anderson's fault, but again, Frankfurt just trying to be on the right page between quarterback and receiver. An important relationship you obviously want to stay connected on. I think right now Hanover's trying to say Frankfurt ball started, and that will draw the flag. That might just send Frankfurt 5 yards back, and it will. Call that a little bit of happy feet, or happy pause, if you will, on the Wildcats. Second down and 15 now. Move them 5 yards back. Ball now on the 20-yard line as it marks. Still in the red zone, or on the edge of the red zone here for Frankfurt. Looking to score to tie this game. They're down by one possession, which is 8 points at this moment, 22-14, if you are now just tuned in. 8:04 left to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to KMZA. 92.1, Wes Anderson stepping up out of the pocket. He's got a rush of 3 yards before he's brought down and tackled. I believe Kadra Cohurst was on the tackle, but it was a carry of two. for Wes Anderson. Third down and 12. It will be a 3-yard pickup, Third down and 12 to go. Huge third down, but it is most likely fourth down territory. So if you are at Frankfurt, you might consider just trying to make this manageable. Maybe even look back to that interior screen you had earlier. There was some really nice play designs that Frankfurt drew up earlier in this game. It's on interior screen to Olsen. And it looks like Frankfurt will elect to call a timeout to talk about this third and long here. We'll be right back in 30 seconds. You're tuned into KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Credit Prophet, Kurt Tillman, back in studio. You're tuned back in to KMZA 92.1 or the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got a great game here. 22-14, the Hanover Wildcats lead this one, but Frankfurt is looking to tie. 7 minutes and 11 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. We got a brawl between some cats. Wes Anderson in shotgun here, steps back, Lane Lewis on the near side. On the screen, he had no blockers, but he sheds a couple guys. It took four people to take him down. But for all of the impressive breaking of tackles that just went on, that was only a gain of three for the pass and catch also for Lane Melizzo. That will bring up a fourth down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Frankfurt looking to tie. Hanover looking to come up with their first turnover on downs. Hanover, they just turned the ball over with an interception, but they're trying to force back here a turnover on downs to get the ball back for their offense. Wes Anderson trying to pick up the first down. The pressure being showed from the linebackers. Only three are set. Anderson finding the open target. Dizzy got the first down. It's Colvin, and Colvin's on the line. He picks up the perfect gain of 10. He was hit big. I think they may have marked him short. And they will mark him short. Short by a yard. Oh, a major stop there. It was a passing completion of 9 to Porter Colvin. But he was brought down after the gain of 9. He was just on the 5-yard line. But he got tackled and brought down just shy of inches. That will result in a turnover on downs. A major stop here for the Hanover Wildcats, but they will start in their worst field position here tonight on their own 5-yard line with 6:14 left to go here in the third quarter. Here, it's a keeper and brought down after the gain of 5. The carry, Cohurst, who's been back in there commanding the offense, Kedrick Cohurst. And now we're going to see Stahlbaumer come back in. That's Reichen Stahlbaumer, who threw for over 120 passing yards in the first half. So it was a 5-yard carry from Cohurst, adding that to his just over 15 yards rushing on this game for him with his two tutties. 6 minutes left to go to the third quarter. Second down and 5. Hand off to Juneman. Juneman stepped in the backfield, but I see a... a yellow marker that is chalked about 10 yards. Wonder if that referee played quarterback in high school. That was a great pass, but here, not a great call. Or not, well, a great call, but not a great call if you're Hanover to say that they had a holding call. Not a call you want to see. Indeed, it was on the near side, so it was well called. That will repeat second down. I believe that will make it just half the distance from the goal line. And that will set up a second down and 10. So just moving 5 yards back for Hanover. Second down and 10 now. Hanover trying to get out of their own red zone. That's pretty much the important keynote. You obviously want to get a lot of ground room here. Obviously, you know, you want to score a touchdown, but you don't want to force a short field position punt. Stahlbaumer dropping back. He might just get back to the end zone. It's a fumble on the ground. It's recovering the end zone. That's going to be a safety. That's going to be a safety, a play from Frankfurt, but Stahlbaumer is down on the field. He is injured. But a play from Frankfurt gives them a breath of fresh air. It makes it 22-16. The coaches will go over and check on Stahlbaumer. And as there is a timeout, we'll take injury timeout. We'll also take a timeout here. We'll be right back in a minute on KMZA.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Stahlbaumer was able to get off the field. A little bit assisted, but he did look okay coming off. And tell you what, he's had a great night tonight, over 130 yards passing and plenty of rushing yards. But there he fumbled into the end zone, thankfully recovered by his own team, but that will result in a safety. It will be a punt-like kick from the 15-yard line for Hanover, and that will give Frankfurt the ball right back. So the worry for Hanover turning the ball over from Frankfurt on their own 5-yard line was how far back you're back into your own end zone. And this is a Frankfurt team who comes in tonight with 4 sacks, and this Frankfurt team also had a safety earlier on in the year. And here they pick up their second one in this game. But again, punt-like kick here from the 15-yard line. Frankfurt will get the ball right back on their 7th possession with a chance to tie the game. One popped up right in the air. It will be fair caught by Coleman. Fumbled on the ground. Hanover takes back over on the punt for the free kick. On the recovery, Brant Beichmann, the senior. Porter Colvin fumbled the free kick after the safety. Hanover, we thought what was thought to be a break for Frankfurt is now disaster. Oh my, what a sequence of plays you do not want to see. But for Hanover, this is, well, you basically go, you get a free way to go 4 yards down the field. I mean, you did give up 2 points in the process, but still. Right now, it's Braylon Mimes who got the speed option. He pitches it out to the outside to Juneman. Juneman, he picks up a gain of 5.
Mine and its quarterback takes the sack, options it
for
out to
5 yards.
Five on the play.
That will now add to 31 yards for Alec Juneman. And again, Stahlbaumer came out. He's on the sideline now. And commanding this offense is number 4, Braylon Mine, the junior. There he picked up a gain of 5. from the speed option out to his running back, but here he's in an empty set backfield. Might see the quarterback run, and we will not. He's going to pass it down deep. It was a fake run. He finds the open target, but drops. Brant Bikeman drops the open pass touchdown. He was in the end zone when he dropped it. An unfortunate time for Butterfingers. That will bring up a third down and 5. The worst situation for Hanover. This is all set up because Frankfurt fumbled the free kick after getting the safety on Hanover, which cuts this game down to 22-16. So only a 6-point game here, but Hanover, they need to go down the field and get a score to keep a good possession lead here. Mine, he's on a carry of 15, but some yellow laundry comes down the field, and that might just be the third holding call against Hanover. That would be huge. The last holding call pretty much helped result in a safety against Hanover. This one would make it a third and long. So getting the official call here. It's going to be a hold. Unfortunate. Excuse me, that's going to be a false start, is what it will be correctly called. So that's only going to be a 5-yard penalty. That will bring up a third down and 10 for the Hanover Wildcats. Hanover, up until their last two drives, well, they scored 3 straight. However, on their last 2 possessions, last one was a safety, the one before that, an interception. In fact, they threw an interception on the same spot right here. Throwing it over the middle this time. Not a pick, but a completion. Oh, but there's a bubble and a drop on the ground. It looks like it's going to be waved as an incompletion. No, I think he will get the first down, and he will. They'll say he maintained possession while going to the ground. Referees will all agree. Of course, Nick Anderson came in saying it was incomplete. He's going to argue his case on the sideline to the referee, but most of them will agree. Well, all of them agree that it was a catch, so it will be a 15-yard completion. An important moment in this game to pick up a first down, a third down and 10. Here now the 25-yard line of Frankfurt. It's Hanover running the ball. Dropped shortly after the gain of just 4. Hanover coming in here to the game. Number 7 for Hanover, Brant Bikeman. He's the one who made the huge play on the kickoff for the fumble recovery. Braylon Mine back in to control the offense, getting the play from his head coach. Second down and 5, ball on 23-yard line, 3:32 left to go here in the third quarter. Hanover up by 6, looking to add on to the score. Mine on the keeper, he might just get stopped in the backfield, and Lane Loizo brings him down. A huge play out from the linebacker. Lane Loizo came to this game with 22 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and a half of a sack. But there he adds on to his many tackles on the season, and what a huge tackle that brought this Hanover team from what was a second down and 5 to a third down and 9. So a tackle of loss. Lane Loizo now with 3.5 tackle for losses on the year. Looking for the near side dump out pass. It will be stopped short of the chains by 5 yards. The entire Frankfurt team coming in for the tackle. It was Kickhafer on the reception of 5 yards, but it will not be close to a first down. 4th and 5 to go. Excuse me, it'll be corrected to a 4th and 6 here on the scoreboard. 4th and 6. Braylon Mine. But also, back in the offense, Kedrick Cohurst. We've seen both of them command the offense. It looks like we're going to see Cohurst. Mine will be on the near side here, looking to maybe get a reception. Stepping back, Coers. He rolls out to his right, trying to pick up the first down. It's dropped! It is dropped! In and out of the hands of the Hanover intended receiver, Cameron Juneman. The second team all-league return over for Hanover drops the first down. He didn't even have eyes on the ball. He was focused on turning it up the field. He thought it was going to go into the breadbasket, and it did. But he left a massive hole in it, and it went right out. And dropping the apple allows for the sweet opportunity for Frankfurt to take over on their seventh possession now of the game. Wes Anderson handing it up the middle. Colvin, he's going up. Loizzo, a gain of 12. Loizzo on his biggest carry of tonight. He's in motion. And now Frankfurt down by 6, an opportunity to not only go and score, but to take the lead. Hanover on their last 3 possessions has been a turnover on down, a safety, and an interception. You talk about that start of the game for Hanover. It was electric, but now it has been watered down. In Frankfurt, they are flooding the field with plays and scores. But we're going to have a timeout taken here, and we'll be right back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, you're tuned to the MSC Sports Radio Network, and make sure on your way home from the games, catch all the other area scores, highlights, stats, and recaps of the local Community National Bank High Score Scoreboard Show. Also catch Friday Night Fever, presented by GN Banks, on your way to the games at 6 p.m. And also visit the MSCSports.net. You see schedules and results for every area of school and every sport. You can also listen to the coaches' shows. But here, we're back after the timeout that was taken. It is a 1st and 10 on the 35-yard line of Frankfurt. They're here on their 7th possession of the game.
From the 35-yard line.
They started this possession on their own 23-yard line. And here they are driving. They're down by 6, looking to get a score to tie and a 2-point. Take the lead, going deep. Anderson, oh, that's going to be an offensive pass interference against Frankfurt. Trent Harden on the push-off on the back of Braylon Mines. The first offensive pass interference of the game. Not sure if that extension of the hand was really... Excuse me, you know what? I actually will probably, as bad as a pass interference as that was, I would not really disagree with that by Harden, as the inside step was beaten on Harden by Braylon Mine. Braylon Mine, who was about a yard in front of Harden, and really the smart decision there was probably the offensive pass interference. You would not want a costly deep interception, but that's a 15-yard penalty. So 1st and 25 now for the Frankfurt Wildcats. The drive that was going forward is now going backwards. Anderson, a quarterback draw that only goes for a gain of 2. Looks like maybe a gain of 3. Brings up a 2nd down and 1. 2nd down 22. 1:16 left to go here, the third quarter. Again, Frankfurt down by 6. They have a long 2nd down to convert. On their own 23-yard line, you're tuned into KMZA 92.1. Turn profit here, your play-by-play. And Kirk Kilman back in studio helping us get this coverage to you folks today. In shotgun, Wes Anderson. He's got Wiseau to his left. Deep ball thrown down the field. Wiseau, he's double-teamed, but he makes the catch. He makes the catch with 2 guys on him. Get Moss, as you would say. A pass from their own 23-yard line for the Frankfurt Wildcats. moves all the way up to the 23-yard line of Hanover. A pass completion of over 30 yards between the two. The greatest connection on the night we've seen from receiver, to quarterback to receiver. Loizo double teamed with the big hands. Tonight, the catching has been a little rough for Frankfurt, but right there sparked a whole new ignition for this team in the engine. But this engine will turn backwards here after the tackle of loss from Wes Anderson. It was a pull for the option, and it gets tackled 6 yards in the backfield. So another second and long brings up a second and 13. It was a loss of 3, and the clock will hit 0. That will be the end of the third quarter. It is a 22-16 game. The only points we saw in this third quarter was a safety against Hanover. Again, down by 6, 22-16. Frankfurt trying to drive and score. They're on Hanover's 27. We'll be right back in just a minute here on KMZA.
Fall colors are beautiful, and the savings are colorful, too, during Valspar Fall Rebates at Sue the Building Supply in Seneca. Get up to $75 back when you buy Valspar paint September 27th through October 6th. Refresh the family room or restyle a bedroom with a new look from Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint and save $15 per gallon container. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during Fall Rebates time at Sue the Building Supply in Seneca. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, you're tuned in to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Kurt Robert. Kirk Kilman back in studio. It is a 22-16 game. We got a 12-minute fourth quarter here to go. As we just got it started with it, Frankfurt has the ball on the Hanover 26-yard line. It is a second down and 13. Anderson dropping back to pass, goes to his far side to Colvin, and Colvin turns up a gain of 8.
On the reception.
Colvin on the reception, picks up, trying to check the official yardage here. Official gain of 6 yards will be the call. So another 6 yard completed pass here for Wes Anderson. Anderson, he's been on fire. He's completed his last 4 passes, and those have combined for a total of over 50 yards. He has led this drive with efficiency. Anderson dropping back to pass once again. This time he's in pressure, but he goes deep, but it's picked! Intercepted in the back of the end zone, but there's a yellow flag on the field.
There's a flag on the play.
It's picked off from Kick Hafer, but I believe there might be a pass interference call from Hanover again. Gonna have to see on what this call relies on. It is against Hanover. That will be a huge break for Frankfurt. Anderson just letting that one release deep into the end zone. It was triple coverage. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty, but I believe it will just be half the distance from the goal, and it will. So that will only mark a 10-yard penalty. So that will now bring up a first and is a first down and 10 from the 11-yard line. So pretty much you're on goal line territory. You are either scoring a first, when you get your first down, you will score a touchdown. That's pretty much what's going to happen. So 4 downs to try to score. Anderson is going to be a keeper. He's got the open hole. He skips in with some energy. Pop, step, score. But there are flags down on the play, and I'm seeing it being pointed towards Frankfurt. So an open hole for where Frankfurt turns into a hole that they will dig themselves into. It's going to bring them back 10 yards. What was a first and 11, excuse me, a first and 10 from the 11 will now be a first and 20 from the 21-yard line. Frankfurt set possession of the game. This one lasting here about 2.5 minutes. We got 11:36 left to go here of the fourth quarter. Frankfurt in position to score, but again, as many times as they've gone forward this drive, they have gone backwards. This, a handoff to Culver, and Culver, he's brought down towards the Hanover benches. Dragging him down from the Hanover side, Cameron Juneman, 190-pound senior. Huge play made, but it was a gain of 2 for Culver. Second down and 20, excuse me, it was a loss of 1 is what it will be officially made. So a long second down on Hanover 23-yard line. Wes Anderson still commanding this offense. He's got a Twins right, Lane Loiso in the slot. He's looking back. Oh, we've seen that screen play before here. It's going to Harden and Harden. Oh, he's brought down by the legs. What a tackle from Frankfurt's number 24, Braden Schwartz, the senior. And an incredible play. We've seen that a couple times before where it's a flood concept to the right, or at least that's what it's perceived to be until there is a backside screen to Harden. It's a pickup of only 3, though. So a third down and 20 to go. This is a long distance to convert here. But again, this is 4 down territory. Frankfurt, they've been looking to more of the passes that don't go too far past the line of scrimmage, but you may want to consider making this a manageable fourth down. And here will be all verts down the field and a man to drop it. It was an open pass to Olsen, but Olsen drops the pass. It almost got picked off in the back of the end zone by Mime, but he wasn't ready for the deflection.
It'll be fourth down.
But not a major fourth down of 4th and 20. 10:19 to go the fourth quarter. Frankfurt down by 6, 22-16. They're on Hanover's 21-yard line. So I mentioned that you might see a deeper ball thrown on the third down. Some medium routes. Saw a couple of posts and some corners and some verts. Here, that will have to be the case once again. And you have to score a touchdown here. It's pretty much just one that's going to be chucked up to the end zone. Anderson, the dropback, he's got pressure. He makes a step to avoid the pocket. Again, he avoids the sack once again. The second time, he avoids another sack. He avoids another. He's taking off on the run, and he can't get go of the ball. He won't be sacked, but he will pick up a gain of 8, but he's finally brought down. So after all the escape work in the pocket, he's brought down after the gain of 8. And it will be now a turnover on down. So what was an incredible effort from Wes Anderson, couldn't find a guy in the end zone to just get the ball down. And Cameron Juneman had precise and incredible pursuit on the defensive play, and he did not give up for a second. And that created a lot of that pressure in the backfield for Frankfurt. After the turnover on down, the handoff up the middle, it's a gain of none. Alec Juneman, the gain of 0. Go up to the line of gain. This is Hanover's... For Hanover right now, they had, in that first half, they saw 5 possessions, but here they are on their 9th possession of their game, trying to get this one, their 4th possession of this half. Once again, in this half, they have had an interception, a safety, and a turnover on down. Here on the second down and 9 on their own 16-yard line, 9:25 left to go the fourth quarter. Mine is going out to the near side, and he will be wrapped up and taken out of bounds. Taking him down, Lane Loiso, the linebacker. It was only a gain of 4. a gain of 5. That will bring up a third down and 4. So a 5-yard carry for number 4, Braylon Mine. 4 for 4. A great combo there. Third down and 4 to convert. Huge third down here if you're Hanover. Converting this one, and importantly, extending this drive to waste time. You don't want Frankfurt to have too many more opportunities with the ball in this game. Coerce has the ball, and he looks to pick up the first down, maybe mark short by an inch. Again, he could be marked short. It looks like he will be. That will be a fourth down and 1. They might just bring out the chain gang, though. So it will be the chain gang. The first time tonight, we will see a measurement. If it's... it will bring up a fourth down in inches. And it looks like that is short. You can put a credit card between the stick and the football. They are measuring again, this time from the middle of the field. And they are still trying to come up with a conclusion. And it looks like it's going to be a fourth down. Fourth and inches. The game on the line for Hanover. Well, not on the line, but this could be a major turning point. And it looks like a false start. And it will be a fourth and inches, turns into a fourth and 5. Hanover will have to bring out the punting unit. The worst case scenario just happened for Hanover. That is not the situation that you wanted. And now Hanover, on their 9th possession of the game, will have to punt it. Frankfurt, another opportunity to go down and score. Frankfurt has turned over on downs on their last 2 possessions. The punt goes up. Lane Loizo back to receive. He gets it. He's going to try to return it. He brings it up to the 35-yard line. So, Frankfurt, on their 8th possession of the game, they'll start on their own 38-yard line. 35-yard line is where they'll start. They're just 5 yards shy of the halfway mark. We got 8 minutes 46 remaining here. 22-16 game. Again, you're tuned to KMZ 92.1. A 8-man Division II District 3 matchup, but as well on top of that, a TVL, Twin Valley League matchup. Also, MSU Sports website has you covered with every area team, schedule results, and standing stories, and much more. You can go to MSUSports.net website to stay tuned with all that. But here, Wes Anderson, he's got a keeper. He's got an opening up the middle. He's got a gain in carry of 12. He brings it across the 40. So now across the halfway mark of the field, plus 7. That will be on the 34-yard line. Anderson, he has been, again, he has ran as much tonight as he's ran all year coming into today, week number 4. Wes Anderson has had to use his legs to get this offense moving, and he has done a very, very plausible job at it. And here he looks to score, crossing the 40 mark. Now across the halfway, Anderson looking to pass, goes inside to Olsen. Olsen making the catch. He gets tripped up, almost broke the tackle, digging him down with Hunter Kickhafer. Kickhafer. And Carter Olsen finally getting some involvement in this one. Olsen, he struggled a little bit, but on the game right now, 3 catches unofficially here, 3 catches and 34 yards. 7:85 left to go here in the fourth quarter, 22-16, first and 10, on the 23-yard line of Hanover. Frankfurt trying to score, down by 6. Don't have to complete the 2-point conversion to tie it, but if you want to take the lead, Loizo set in motion. He's in the slot, left side. He's going to throw a block here to the far side. It's a beautiful screen set up, trying to go to the end zone. It's going to be 10 yards short. It will pick up the first down, but who was on it was Ty Smith. Dice Smith. Trent Harden. Trent Harden, who picked up the first down, his first catch in a while. Gain of 13. And that will now be a first and goal. So now, Frankfurt, on their last drive, they were on a first and goal, and, well, they only went backwards. So here, they want to go forward. They brought what was a first and 11 to a second and 20, and it only got rougher from there. But here, first and goal from the 10-yard line. Anderson looking to throw again to Olsen in the flat. He gets a screen pass. He's got a gain of 7, 3 yards away from the sweet, sweet end zone to tie this one at 22 all. Olsen, the 7-yard catch and gain. Olsen, he's gotten 2 catches on this drive for 17 yards. 16 yards. It'll be a 6-yard completion. Second and goal from the 4-yard line. Frankfurt looking to score. The number 2 ranked team in 8-man Division 2. Trying to tie it at 22-all against Hanover, ranked number 5. Anderson pulls the ball. He's swung around like a merry-go-round, and he is on the 1-yard line. It's a gain of 2. Third and goal from the 1-yard line. Frankfurt will look to punch their ticket in to tie this one at 22-all. 6:10 left to go. Both teams aggressively. And tell you what, both teams came in tonight averaging over, if you could combine those totals of both teams, Frankfurt averaging over 70 points a game and over 45 points a game, and you're looking at both teams both combining over 50 yards per game and pulling the opponents under 10 combined. But here, we got a low-scoring game between these two teams, and now we got a touchdown, a handoff up the middle, scored from Lane Loizo. Lane Loizo has all 3 touchdowns on this game for the Frankfurt Wildcats. A 1-yard run. He also had a 1-yard rushing touchdown on the first touchdown for Frankfurt. That was on the fourth possession of Frankfurt in the second quarter, which was just a minute and a half drive. But here, he scores on a 1-yard rush in the fourth quarter. An important moment to score. We are in, again, the fourth quarter. Important touchdown. Frankfurt on this game so far is struggled on the 2-point, but they will look to get this one. They're 1 of 2 coming up to this one. Throwing it inside. He could not catch it. It was Olsen. Olsen was defended well by Hunter Kick Hafer. Incredible defense on the deflection. And that ties this game at 22-all with less than 6 minutes to go. 5:48 accurately on the time. Hanover will get the ball back as the game is tied 22-all. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, everybody, welcome back. Frankfurt Hanover tied 22-all with less than 6 minutes left to go. 5:48 correctly, but here, Hanover, they will come back. They are on their 10th possession of this game, up and coming. Their last possession ending on a punt. But on this second half, they have not put up the greatest stats that you'd like to see on drive. Here, with the return, is Mine. Mine cutting it back inside. He looks to bring it up to the 23-yard line before tackled by a load of Frankfurt Wildcats. So to start with the ball on the 23-yard line with 5 minutes. And 38 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Again, if you're tuning in this one, KMZA 92.1, we got a battle in Division 2 of 8-man. We're also in District 3. and TVL play as well. This one is a shootout, but also it's as much as an offensive game as defensive. Hanover, on their last four drives, has been punt, turnover down, safety, and interception here, trying to get a score. It's Kedrick Cohurst, who has a carry of eight. Cohurst, carry of eight for Hanover Wildcats, trying to get this team going. Cohurst has two of the touchdowns here from Hanover. Again, we have both Cohurst and Braylon Mine, who are getting the play call. Both of them have been in the backfield offensively. We have not seen Ryken Stahlbaumer since his injury on the safety just two possessions ago. Offense for Hanover trying to get going, and it looks like they're going to have to call a timeout. Could not get the play in. We're unsure with the play clock winding down. So timeout taken from Hanover, and as they take a timeout, we'll also take a timeout here. You're tuning into Games 8 at 2.1.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. You're tuned in to Games 892.1 and the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Kurt Profit. We got Kirk Kilman back in the studio, and this is Game of the Week indeed. Tied 22-all, Hanover, Frankfurt, Hanover with the possession on a second down and two. It's thrown deep, finding his man incomplete. He goes too wide for number 11, Hunter Kickhafer. He tried to go deep in possession, in coverage was Ty Smith, though. Ty Smith, who also had an interception earlier in the game, and it looks like there's actually a flag on the play. So coming back to line of scrimmage to see what happened. We got roughing the passer. That's going to be a penalty against Frankfurt. So a penalty you do not want to see if you're a defense who just forced a major incompletion. Roughing the passer will be a 15-yard penalty, and that will bring up a first down. We saw Hanover take advantage of a major penalty drive that was given to them by Frankfurt on their third possession of the game. That resulted in a touchdown from Coers 10 yards out. But in that drive, Frankfurt had over 20 yards in penalties, and that really helped Hanover roll, but right now rolling with it. Coerced out to the far side. He's brought down, dragged out of bounds after the gain of six. So keeps it, scrambles to the right side, following the convoy of his line, trying to gentle the offense. Again, we're going back and forth between two guys who are both the captain and the general of this offense. Braden Mine, and then right there you just saw Kedrick Cohurst. Hanover is not only trying to score, but try to take out as much time as possible. This could be a game that comes down to who has the last possession. Cohurst trips at the line of scrimmage. May had a gain of one, but he will be brought down. His helmet comes off. So Cohurst up at the line of scrimmage. I believe he does have to step off for a play if a helmet comes off. Not 100% sure on that, and that will be the case. So Cohurst will have to step off for one play because his helmet came off. That's just how football rules work. So commanding the offense here will look to Braylon Mine. Mine is what Mine will say as he brings up a third down and four for his team on the Frankfurt 39-yard line. Again, crucial third down to pick up for Hanover in this moment. Huge opportunity here, sending the man in motion. And coming in the backfield for a quick play is a quarterback keeper, but Frankfurt's number 24, Trent Harden, he came in hard, and he brought down Mine for a loss of one. That will bring up a fourth down and five on the 30-yard line. for Hanover on Frankfurt's 30-yard line.
30-yard line.
So mine, getting the call in from the side. This is the biggest moment of this game, a huge and crucial fourth down conversion. We have not seen a fourth down conversion all night, and Hanover will try to convert the first one, and a timeout will be taken from Hanover. This one's just getting started as it's almost getting ended. 2:34 left to go. A timeout taken from Hanover. We'll take a 30-second timeout here also on KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Turns the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet. We got Kirk Kilman back in studio. You're listening to KMZ 92.1, but we also got a simulcast going here on 103.9. And we got a great one for anyone who's now tuning in. It is 22-22. Hanover is trying to convert a fourth down and five on Frankfurt's 30-yard line with 2 minutes and 34 seconds left to go on their 10th possession of the game. Here we go. Here, mine drop back to pass. He goes to the near side, and it may have hit the dirt, calling incompletion, but it will be deemed a catch. It was thrown to the dirt. But an incredible catch. Cohurst, with his first reception on this game, comes up massive. It was mine to Cohurst to make. That was, again, Cohurst's first connection with a pass on this game. He's been either lined up at quarterback or running back, but there he gets an opportunity to make a first down catch. And now Hanover will keep the wheels turning. It is 22 all, 2 minutes and 3 seconds left to go here. Hanover, the objective to score, but also leave little to no breathing room for Frankfurt on their chance. Mine, back in shotgun, twins left, and a single out to the right side. He's calling for the snap. He's going to take a 2-step drop back, looking deep. He's going to look to his left side. He's going to step up. He's going to lead with his center to run. He's going to lead up the right side now on the scramble, and he's got a gain of 7. That will bring up a second down and 3 here for the Hanover Wildcats. Less than a minute and 30 seconds to go. Second down and 4. It is brought up to 16-yard line of Frankfurt Hanover. A minute and 20 to score. They're trying to get to the end zone. Frankfurt's defense is showing frustration. They know they need to come up with a stop here. Again, this half for Hanover. They have not scored any points. Frankfurt, they have scored a total of 8. 2 off a safety and 1 off a touchdown. Here, keeper from mine. Mine finding an open hole, breaking it, bringing it for not only the first down, but also trimming up an extra 4 yards, bringing up a first and goal from the 7-yard line. A chance to score. 58 seconds left to go. The clock stops temporarily for the marking of the ball. Now that it's in place, we are rolling. 48 seconds left to go here. Hanover with the ball. Timeout taken from Frankfurt's defense, and we're going to keep things here because we got a lot to talk about here on KMZA 92.1. You're turned into Credit Profit here. We got Kirk Kilman back in studio. Make sure after this game you stay tuned to our post-game show, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate and the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. But hey, folks, if you're just tuning to this one is a battle for the ages. Last year, Frankfurt won both the matchups. The first one, they took victorious 62-14, and then they also ended Hanover's season 38-12 in the sectional round. But here, Hanover comes out in revenge. To recap, up to this point in this game, Hanover scored on their second, third, and fourth possession. Frankfurt didn't get scoring until their fourth possession of the game, which was the start of the second quarter, which also, going to that second quarter, they scored another touchdown right before the end. This game was 22-14 entering halftime. And then in the third quarter, the only points that were scored was a safety, which led to the quarterback Ryken Stahlbaumer to go down. He went to the sideline, and ever since he's went out of this game, it has been Braylon Mine who has been under control in the shotgun position. We've also seen Kadrick Cohurst come in and contribute as well. Speaking about Cohurst, I believe he is the one in shotgun right now, and he will be a keeper. He's going to run and brought down at the line of scrimmage. Excuse me, he gets a gain of just one. That will be a second and goal from the 7-yard line. Things getting heated here, having to go up in the hurry up with 30 seconds left to go here. Cohurst looking to pass. He's got a short one. He finds a target. Completed in the end zone. Touchdown for Hanover. He connects with Cameron Juneman. Juneman, his first touchdown catch of this game. The All-State honorable mention and second team All-League returner. Not All-State honorable mention, but Cameron Juneman, the senior, 6'2", 180 pounds. The frame to also frame it in the near side pylon for the touchdown. It was Cohurst from 7 yards out connecting it on the near side. So here, Cohurst trying to get that 2-point conversion. He's rolling out to his right side to pass again. That one goes into the dirt. Frankfurt will have a chance here with 24.5 seconds left to go. I do believe they have one timeout remaining. Excuse me, they have two timeouts remaining. Frankfurt, two timeouts remaining, down by 6 with 24 seconds left to go. Hanover had an incredible drive, to say the very least. And we'll talk about that in 30 seconds here on KNZA. Stay tuned.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the game's not over yet. It is the fourth quarter. 24.5 seconds left to go. Frankfurt down by 6. It's 28-22. A TVL matchup, but also 8-man Division II District 3. You're tuned into KMZ 92.1. And Frankfurt, two timeouts. 24.5 seconds left to go. Kickoff on the way. It's a short kick. It will be able to be returned by Lane Loizzo. Loizzo up to the 20-yard line and brought down promptly at the 23-yard line. Again, Lane Loizzo. Frankfurt now taking over on their ninth possession on the game on their own 23-yard line. 19.5 seconds to go. Wes Anderson has two timeouts to get his offense into the end zone. For Frankfurt, a major game, the game of the week you're tuned into. Also, be sure on your way home from the game, catch all the other area scores, highlights, stats, and recaps with your local community national high school scoreboard show. Also, catch Friday Night Fever presented by GM Banks on your way to the games at 6 p.m. But also here, catch this one. Less than 20 seconds to go. Anderson drops back to pass, goes to Loizzo. Loizzo, the one-handed catch. Oh, my gosh, what a reel. It was looked like it was going to go into the dirt. Loizzo made an incredible play. He also stepped out of bounds at 13.2 seconds at the 34-yard line. So just 6 yards shy of the 40, which is the halfway point in 8-man. They have 46 yards to go to the end zone to score. If this was 11-man, you would be across the 50. Loizzo, an incredible catch to set up greater positioning for Frankfurt. They got two timeouts, but less than 14 seconds to go. Colvin sent into motion. Anderson drops back. He finds Colvin on the outside. He goes after the gain of 7 out of bounds. 7.1 seconds to go and two timeouts. Might be the thought here of taking a shot down the middle and set up for the last chance, but ball on the 41-yard line. Frankfurt, possibly two opportunities to take shots towards the end zone or time to set up maybe one play for the end zone. Again, Frankfurt came in today ranked number 2 in Division II 8-man. Wildcats Hanover, they came in today ranked number 5 by most polls. Anderson with a twins left and end to his right and a receiver to his right. He's going to send the wide zone motion. It's a trips right going down the field in first. There's no more time left on the clock. Anderson's going to get sacked, but there's a flag. The game is over, but there's a flag down. He's sacked at the 30-yard line in there for the play. For Hanover.
There's a flag on the play.
Braden Schwartz. And the flag on the play is being discussed. If it's against Hanover, it will be one more opportunity to go for Frankfurt. But again, we'll have to look it over. It might have been a holding call. The referees are coming up to talk about this one. Wes Anderson, who may have been sacked. And it is a foul against Hanover. That will be an automatic first down. It was a phase mask. That is a 5-yard penalty. So there will be 0 seconds remaining on the clock, a chance for a shot to the end zone on the 35-yard line, and a timeout is taken from Frankfurt. And as they take a timeout, we'll take 30 seconds here. You're listening to KMZ 92.1.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's 28-22. Hanover leads, but Hanover, they're looking to improve to 4-0. Frankfurt, they're trying to go for the Hail Mary shot again. You're turning 13.9 and 92.1 KMZ. We got a simulcast between the both teams. They just tuned in 28-22. Frankfurt taking a Hail Mary shot from the Hanover 35-yard line. Wes Anderson stepping back to drop the half to score. He goes over the middle. The hook and ladder is attempted, but it's a forward pass. That is game. The game will be called. Hanover wins. Hanover wins. They break a two-game winning streak. There is a flag on the play. I believe it was a forward pass from Lane Malizo. Hanover celebrates. It's against. It is declined. Hanover wins. The Division II 8-man District 3 play. 28-22. The final score. What an incredible game between these two teams. Ranked number 2, Frankfurt Wildcats, they drop to ranked number 5, Hanover Wildcats. The Cats battled it out all 4 quarters, and man, this one was a TVL matchup to remember for the ages. 28-22. We'll be right back in just a minute to talk about the postgame show on Be Outdoors Real Estate, and then also be sure to save for our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer St. Bank. Again, we're tuned to 103.9 and KMZ 92.1. Stay with us here in just a minute.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lincoul.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break for the BS.
Answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, you're tuning in to 103.9, but also 92.1 KMZA. So a little simulcast here between KMZ and KMZ. I'm Grand Prophet Kirk Tillman back in studio, and let's recap this one. Hanover breaks a two-game losing streak to Frankfurt, 28-22, a game that was 22-14 entering half. Entering the fourth quarter is 22-16, and then, of course, the end score, 20-22. To start this game, Frankfurt won the opening toss. They elected to receive, but on their first three drives, they punt. Two of those first drives were three and outs. As for Hanover, they punted on their first drive, and then their second, third, and fourth were touchdowns. Let's talk about those touchdowns, and let's also talk about the player of the game from Hanover. So on the first touchdown of the game, it was thrown from Reichen Stahlbaumer, who was injured early on in the game around the seventh possession for Hanover, which was a safety he was also injured on. But he had a touchdown pass all the way to Braylon Mine. It was a 50-yard touchdown pass. It was a one-play touchdown pass on the second possession of the game for Hanover. And then also the next touchdown, which was on the third possession for Hanover, was a 10-yard run from Kadrick Cohurst. Cohurst, who had three touchdowns on this game, he scored the third touchdown for Hanover. It was a one-yard rushing touchdown. It was a quarterback sneak. The two-point conversion was no good. It was a 3-minute and 30-second drive that they scored on that one. And, of course, Cohurst had the second-team passing touchdown from 7 yards out. It was a completed pass to Cameron Juneman. So, again, here, our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. That is Kadrick Cohurst. He finished this game with three total touchdowns, two on the ground and one in the air. But you can't just forget about a key player here in this game, and that's for Frankfurt, Blaine Loizzo. Loizzo had two rushing touchdowns and also a receiving touchdown. He played his tail off in this game. He had all the touchdowns, or he was in all the touchdowns for Frankfurt. Of course, also Frankfurt scored. They had some points on a safety play in the end zone, which helped them bring that score to, it was a 22-16 game. Of course, in that fourth quarter, Hanover scored a touchdown. Frankfurt also was able to get on the board with one, but of course, they were not able to finish in the last. They had a drive that was 19 seconds to end the game, but of course, they could not get to the end zone and were left scoreless. So, 28-22 is your final score. Hanover wins this TVL, but also 8-man Division II District 3 matchup. Again, 28-22, I'm Kunin Prophet. Kirk Tillman back in studio. Thank you for tuning in this week, and be sure to stay tuned every week here on KMZ 92.1 and 103.9.